It's amazing God's providence, how he can teach us a lesson through the free will of men in this beautiful passage, one of the most beautiful, touching passages in the gospel. How our Lord takes this situation with the Pharisee and this woman and teaches us a lesson out of their actions as a providential organization, you could say. Teaching us that little is forgiven to those whose love is small, and this is true for those who don't serve God at all. They don't perhaps have any love, and little is forgiven for them. But it may be true as well for us who know our faith, but have little love. We do the externals, but we don't have any depth to us. This is where that heresy of activism fits in, is that we do a lot of work and do a lot of talking, maybe do a lot of things that are showy, but we don't have any depth in of love in our heart. Or maybe we're content to avoid mortal sin, maybe just make it to heaven and be satisfied with that, living a mediocre life. But have little love, and maybe spend a long time in purgatory for our little love. We live a routine life. We go to Sunday Mass, maybe, or practice our faith through the week, but it's shallow, superficial, and little love. Our Lord is looking for love and strong love, deep love, not superficial, not little love. And when we have only little love, we accomplish very little. We do very little. We're very little motivated to serve God. We spend more of our time with external things, talking a lot, maybe doing a lot of things, or wasting a lot of time watching too much TV, doing too many things on the surface, and little for God, in the sense of love and sacrifice and deep service for God. And the example here is Mary Magdalene. This passage may have been, the woman here may have been Mary Magdalene. Many Orthodox scholars believe that it was her who did this. And maybe she went and entered the Pharisee's house at this time to show her honor and love and thanks to God for his mercy to Jesus, for some words that he may have said to her just before this, or something he did that touched her heart recently before this. And so she comes into the Pharisee's house. Apparently at that time the custom of the Israelites was to keep their door open when they had major meals like this, and the poor would come and people would come. And so she was able to enter and make this sign of homage to our Lord. But she did it with great love. She, you know, it's like that, those 10 lepers, only one leper came back to thank God. He didn't have to, but he had that deep gratitude and love and thanks to God, and so he came back and made that effort to come back and thank Jesus, and Jesus praised him. Mary Magdalene didn't have to do this. She, with her overflowing love, she wanted to come and humiliate herself before these Pharisees, who she knew would insult her, think badly of her. And she just had one thought: to come before our Lord and thank him and show him her love in return for his mercy to her, his kindness and his love to her. She came and did that. She had that depth of love that made her sacrifice and to do this great act of love to God. And so this is what we want to have, this depth, not a superficiality of our faith, but a deep love, which we have to acquire. We have to acquire this through prayer and through thoughtfulness of God's blessings to us and goodness to us and love to us. We need to really find out how to love. If we don't have it, if we only have a little, We just go out into the deep, go out into the deep of prayer, spending time in prayer and silence and giving our heart and our life to God. I was thinking about this once when I was reading a book of The City of God by Mary of Agreda, and I came across a passage on this very subject which was so profound that I made a copy of it and kept it for myself to reflect on. And it was, how do I know whether I love God? What are some signs of this, or what do I need to look at to see if I have that love for God? And this passage, which is a long paragraph, and I identified about 14 different signs of this true, genuine love for God. And I'll just conclude with this: these signs. The first is, do I think about God a lot? Do I meditate upon Him? Do I think about Him throughout the day? Of course, if we love somebody, we think about them a lot. Do we think about God a lot through the day, through my life? Is He always on in my thoughts and in my meditations? The second is, do His commandments cause me any repugnance? Or am I inclined to want to do them? Do I like them? Am I happy with them? Do I find my joy in fulfilling the commandments of God? The third is, am I afraid to offend God? Or am I insensitive? Do I do things wrong and not feel bad about it? Do I go through many weeks without going to confession to get rid of them and to cleanse my heart and to express my sorrow to God? Or am I insensitive? Am I afraid to offend God? You know, this is the idea of perfect and imperfect contrition. The perfect contrition is I'm sorry because I offended God, not because I'm embarrassed for what I did wrong, or I'm afraid of going to hell, which is supernatural, but it's not perfect. We want to have that perfect contrition and sorrow by having fear of offending God. The fourth one was, do I grieve at the offenses that I've committed against Him? Or do I grieve when I see other people who have committed wrong? Does that make me feel bad? Am I sorry for that? Or do I make some kind of act of expiation for that, a reparation for what I've done or what others have done? The fifth is, do I rejoice at others who serve God? Or do I rejoice at the good, or am I a bit envious at the holiness of other people or the good actions that other people do? Do I rejoice at the good that everyone does? And the sixth one is, do I love to speak of God? Do I love to speak about Him in conversation? Or do I prefer to speak about worldly things or trivial things, etc.? The seventh is, do I delight in the memory of the presence of God in my heart? Do I delight in thinking of His presence? The eighth is, do I grieve if I forget about God? I go through a whole day without thinking of God. That should bother me. Or do I go through hours without thinking about God or doing things for the purpose of pleasing God? Do I grieve over that? Am I sorry? And do I go back to God saying that I am sorry for forgetting Him and not keeping Him in mind? The ninth is, do I love what God loves? And do I hate what He hates, sin? Do we hate sin as God hates it? Do we love goodness and virtue and holy things? The tenth is, do I strive to bring everyone to God? Am I evangelical? Am I zealous to bring souls to God? Or do I just not do much, not care much about the salvation of other souls? That's the sign of whether we really love God and love our neighbor. The 11th is to pray with confidence. Have confidence in God who listens to our prayers and wants to answer them, but we need to have that confidence that God does love us and wants to give us what we want if we have that confidence in him. The 12th is, are we grateful to God for the gifts that he gives to us? Do we thank him? Do we have that spirit of thanksgiving, as St. Paul says? Am I dedicated to thanksgiving? The 13th is, do I turn them to profit? Do I just say thank you and just go my way? Or do I use those gifts to God's glory and to my greater benefit? Do I use those talents and make them grow? And the 14th last is, do I strive to extinguish the passions in my soul? Or strive to grow in holiness and root out my faults and make that effort to grow in virtue to please God better? Praise be Jesus and Mary.